express your constitutional rights of freedom.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's quite, interesting, particularly to listen to Helmut, and it's December. You must take care of yourself and make sure that you focus on the bigger picture. You focus on the bigger picture because at the end of the day, it's a month like any other month, but it's a month with different activities happening. But we need to make sure that we push through until we come to the final conclusion of what you want to achieve as a person and also as a country. And yeah, like any other day at this time between 1800 hours and 1900 hours, this is a platform that we discuss everything that is related to bread and butter, everything that is related to economic affairs and also political communication and also, most importantly, implementation of right policies that impact the lives of individuals on the ground. And we also look at what we have done wrong, what we have done wrong either as a country, and also what best advice can we have to each other, particularly when it comes to get what you want as a country. And this is a conversational program. We make sure that we are accommodative as possible to make sure that the debate is not only directed by one person, to make sure that the conversation is not dictated, but it's an accommodative conversation that discuss about real issues that can be able to assist us moving into the future. Because seeing a problem and finding a better way on solving the problem doesn't mean that it's only you. Could be that having that project presented out there, could be that that is the only project that to be a game changer, that will be able to assist in developing Namibia and also to uplift the lives of individual. Yeah. And when you speak about Namibian challenges, I was reading somewhere where eight people are fighting. Eight positions advertised. And over 500 people have applied for those positions. And that is how crisis the situation of unemployment is, not only in terms of youth unemployment, but also in general. That is also telling you to say, if you have 500 people at any point in time in need of those eight positions, the probability for you to get that position, it's almost zero. It's not, the probability is not, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. And it says a lot about the situation of Namibia. And it also says a lot about, what key interventions need to be done, especially to deal into that sector. Not only to employ people for the sake of, removing your burden, but also sustainable employment, which whatever a person is doing is, contributing to national development, and also make sure that a person is able not only employed in terms of mercy, but employed to make sure that whatever he or she is going to do is productive and can assist in national development. Yeah, starting from international affairs, because before we go to the conversation for today, is to preempt the conversation, we are going to speak about leadership and also governance, what generations of leaders Namibia needs to make sure that we achieve our national priorities. And we also need to differentiate between leadership and governance. It's leadership about qualification or impact, and also what generation of Namibian leaders do we need, particularly at this point in time. We speak about, we can look at the public sector, can look at politics, can look at corporate leaders, particularly in terms of SOEs, and also to say, in terms of the governance framework, in terms of PEGA Act, in terms of guiding, you know, laws or statutes that are assisting in operation of those institutions. How are they? What is the relationship? They have a very good understanding before we embark on that journey of leading people, and also make sure that visions and missions of those institutions achieved. So, looking at Africa, it was stated that Paul Kagame and also Felix Tshisekedi have arrived in Washington, especially to discuss the endorsed U.S. Peace Accord, especially when you look at the case of M23 and the government of Democratic Republic of Congo. There have been ongoing conflicts, and there have been ongoing attempts to bring about the peace, and also different agreements have been entered into. But it seems when you look at, like on Monday, reports are indicating that the fight has also started. There have been an exchange of fire between M23 and the armed forces of the military of DRC. But, you know, the main question is also that when you are fighting, you have to travel again to look for peace in a country that is not, in a country that is where the fight is not taking place. Imagine, you know, traveling to the US to discuss about African problems. What interests are there? Especially when, that peace deal is going to be facilitated, by not Donald Trump. And we are to see how the developments are going to be. And, looking at that, you also ask yourself why, the president of Rwanda decided to go to the US to discuss about that peace deal. Why not M23? Why not M23? But, there have been also allegations. There have been also allegations to say M23 is backed by Rwanda. But, that is also one of the conversations that almost brought, you know, verbal war between, Paul Kagame and also, you know, the president of South Africa. You know, a lot of things have happened, particularly in 2025. But, what is necessary is that we have to move forward. We have to go to, where we want to get into, particularly when it comes to plans of, constituency, plans of the regions, and also plans of the country. That's why after this short commercial break, we'll dive into leadership to say what kind of leaders do we have now, what generation of leaders do we need, are we at the right moment, do we have right people appointed and elected to leadership positions, and also what can we do? Do we need to fix leadership, or do we need to fix governance framework? And also,
so you've got everything sorted for tomorrow?
Yeah, man. Eat spice, poikis ready. Even got some playlists lined up, bro.
And the crew? They're all coming, right?
Howie, everyone's in. It's gonna be lekker.
Wait. What about the tassies?
Bruh,
you can't get without tassim, bruh. It's like cabana without salsa, dog. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumuna oijabu ili nawa ningefa Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora Tatime, Bali Heari, Nola Natu, Heari Bali, No Heari, Ileko Berewa, Mura Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Hatatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM. The Eagle FM. Let's you express.
Yeah, this point, especially on business and economic segment, the conversation for today is around leadership and effective governance. And also to look at key questions to say, when you look, for example, for the past 5 years, in terms of politics, in terms of business, in terms of, SOEs operations in Namibia, you would tend to ask yourself to say, what is happening? What is the relationships between politicians and corporate leaders? And also, what is that need to be fixed, especially when you speak from the perspective of, the scholars of leadership and also governance, and also to say, what generations of leaders do we need at this point in time? Do we have right generation of leaders that can assist us to reach where we want to get into? Do we have leaders who are advisable? It's a general conversation, who are advisable. You can cut it across. Do you have leaders who are lifelong learners? Do you have leaders who are willing to compromise to accommodate, other people? Do we have sympathetic leaders? Do we have leaders with good intentions? And what can we do to make sure that when it comes to things that we are speaking about, when it comes to things that we are planning, we are really going to do that? And most importantly is that what is the gap between a leader as a strategic person who see the vision of the institution, the vision of the ministry, the vision of the country, and also the institution itself that this person is leading, and the governance frameworks which are there? Could it be that we have good leaders in position, but the problem is the system of the framework and the contradictory laws? Could it be that the framework is the one which needs to be fixed? Could it be that effective governance is impacted by those complicated laws that are guiding those institutions? Have you ever asked yourself, for example, to say, why a government froze appointment of board members of SOEs for 6 months? Why PEGA Act is frozen? Have you ever asked yourself that? And you can also go back to say, how many times was it is amended? Was it amended how many times? And what can we do to make sure that there is a relationship between what we say and what we do? Because it's public knowledge to say the corporate sector, especially the SOEs in Namibia, they've went through challenges. And I'm always telling people to say, if you see a CEO in Namibia and a woman CEO, for example, who got 2 terms to run an SOE, you must respect that person. If you see a CEO who in Namibia ran an SOE for more than 10 years without a scandal, then you must respect that person. Or even the fact that you finish 1 term. But now the question is that, what can we do to make sure that we have effective, innovative, sympathetic, lifelong learning, and also not only visionary leaders, but practical leaders that can be able to assist us in reaching where we want to get? But it's also very interesting also to look at, we have various kind of leaders who come to leadership through various means. You can come to leadership through growing through the ranks of any institution. growing through the ranks of, you know, can be academia, can be private, can be public sector. And you can also see leaders from, you know, who come through technical expertise, appointed because you are a technical expert, that are called technocrats. And you also have leaders who come to power through politics and elections, which is a democratic process. But the question is that for you to have a city like the city of Windhoek, for example, to function very well, do you understand that, for example, a CEO has to work with all every other person? You need to make sure that you are at the same frequency. Could it be that, do you understand that even if you have a very good intention, even if you have a very good intention, and there is somebody within that system who is more influential but have a different intention, you will not succeed because you have a leader and you also have a framework that you need to follow, a governance framework to say, in terms of Local Authority Act, this is how you run a city. But that is where the conversation is going to be, because if we are not entering those difficult conversations, then we build the relationships also between the leaders, technical experts, and the whole society at large, because nobody should feel loose of touch. Nobody should feel loose of touch. But we must make sure that our discussions must speak about being the same page. Let us not be too vague, but let us go to the practical aspect of it, to say Namibia is striving toward industrialization. Namibia is striving toward industrialization, building of industries, advancement in terms of technology, quality education, and also be in line with UN Sustainable Development Goals. And for you to reach 2030 and any other goals that are placed on the table, you don't only need investors, you don't only need internal and external investors, you also need effective leadership and also governance framework. Now, you have an institution, I like giving an example of NIDA, because it's an institution, one of the institutions which were established with the aim of fastening the process of industrialization. One of those institutions. Then you have to go and assess the progress of that. What was happening from initial establishment of that institution? You can speak about the leadership. You can speak about what have happened in the institution. You can also speak about the future of that institution, which is charged with the responsibility of driving industrialization. What is the success? What is the progress? Who are in charge of leading this institution? What is the relationship between the board and management? And what can we do to make sure that when we speak about Namibia, we fix everything by advising each other and also speak with one language, especially if we want to industrialize and if we really want to solve these problems of poverty, problems of inequality, problems of, you know, we now see gender-based violence is also coming out strongly, and also problems of, you know, youth unemployment. Now, the other thing that we need to put in mind is also it's leadership and also governance and also, you know, implementing of main programs. Now, do we have... And it's up to you to analyze, and it's also up to you to come and discuss about these things further. Let us take the case of gender-based violence. We have leaders from Ministry of Gender. Everybody's speaking about gender-based violence. Everybody's speaking about violence, intimate related violence, killing of each other, rapes and many other things which happen to both women and men. Now, within that sector, you have leaders within that sectors. But within that sectors of mental health and love affairs, you also have leaders. Now, my question is that if you look at those who are leading in this sector without any fear of contradiction and also not offending anyone, when you look at who are these people who are at the forefront, for example, of leading campaign against gender-based violence, for the past 5 years, did they come up with a study which showed the root cause and look at the implementation? Do we have that? Do we have people who are experts in the areas of mental health who are leading, or just somebody who has a platform to speak, and are we getting right advice, especially when it's coming to regard that challenge? And if you are getting right advice, why are we not progressing? What could be the problem? So that has to do with leadership within that sector. Because in the US, those who are leading in those areas, you have experts, professors of psychology, professors of social work, people from the industry who are leading those, people with experience, researchers, people who wrote books, particularly in that sector. But the question that we're asking ourselves is that in that line, do we have experts, or do we just have leaders who can just speak and say less? Because if you want to have an effective economy, you need to make sure that your human capital is in order. If you want to make sure that your human capital is in order, you need to make sure that your human capital is in order physically, mentally, and also financially. Now, if we discuss, for example, the economy is not doing very well as it was supposed to be doing, then we have challenges of human capital suffering from a lot of, mental breakdown. But you do not have people who can come. And they're always having a different view, particularly those who are calling themselves advocate. You are supposed to solve a problem and you are blaming people. Because I don't want to enter into that zone. I just want experts to get into that zone, because that is exactly what I'm speaking about. Because from my observation, from my point of view, is that we have a leadership crisis in that area. And if you listen to all the experts, for example, with GBV, they are not speaking the same way. They are not speaking the same way. They are not. One is running this institution. The other one is running this institution. The other one is from the police. The other one is from the NGO. The other one is from academia. They are not speaking with one language. And there's a bit of biasness in addressing these issues. That is why for us to make sure that we build that good relationship. Because you can be a leader by appointment, you can be a leader by influence, you can be a leader by racing through the ranks, but you must understand beyond what leadership is. Because it's not about the position, it's not about the office, it's about what you can do. Are you able to motivate, influence people to reach a certain goal? Other than that, we just have leader, but we don't have effective leaders in that sector. But what can we do? The question is, what can we do? We can talk about any other sectors. We can talk about any other sectors. And I'm somebody who I respect the work of Namibian police and many other police, because that is those who, men and women in uniform, they do more extra. And even in difficult condition, they work. And you think they are not effective until you need assistance from them. But there's one thing that we also need to speak about. If you look, for example, let's give a bit of police leadership and also the success stories. To say there is no way Namibia, a country with not 4 million people, but the young children, they just get lost like that. There is no way. And people forget about that. It's like nothing happened. We are now celebrating elections. And I'm a bit worried also about the leaders who were elected, especially in those dangerous zones, Okahanja and many other places, to say. In their campaign, I'm not seeing security thing coming out. I was trying to get to that thing to say, security and safety of children. Why is it so very difficult to somebody just come from school and disappear? Very young kids. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not even ten. It's more than that. How do we connect the leadership to the effectiveness of, achieving that goal? Because if you speak about from that point of security, you are not speaking about the leadership at the top level. It's leadership within that unit. Who is in charge of that investigation? Why are you the head of investigation if you cannot investigate disappearance of very young children? And those incidents traumatize these kids. I don't think they are going to perform. I want to see the results of this. I don't think they perform what they were supposed to perform because everybody's traumatized from Okahanja. But what can we do to connect leadership, effective governance, and finding out the results? Because these are the things that we need to speak about. Good evening.
Yes,
yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, okay.
I'm well. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is your input?
I know everything is just tied to the understanding. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I only believe one thing, my dear.
Mm.
To say the reason why things is there are they are not what we are expecting because we just don't understand.
who don't understand all of us?
No.
Okay, but what is that we understand?
Yeah, sashinge kuviteko.
Mhm.
Weta ske o shafara ndototi no. On ziraiki even airplane.
Mhm.
Yes, you but ngengo azitadira netu kama pusiti. Upotoka mwana kucha kushishi.
Ukunigaini?
We tapo, you think it's a simple thing. Marango kwa tuane iturapo.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, hear you.
No, hey, you just a passenger in it.
Yeah.
Or you are just a worker in it.
Mm.
Yes, of course.
So what do you think about leadership, particularly in the public sector? What generation of leaders do we need to take us where we want to get?
For us, when you see the fly by night.
Yeah.
A politician are the one who are leading the country economy. You are getting nothing there. If you see country like Chinese, who is leading the economy? It's the engineers. Because as you can see, American, like Chinese technology is moving very fast than anything else. They are the one who are leading. Then the politicians, they just give political will to them.
So we are failing to give right people right look, opportunities.
Today in a newspaper, they have been infighting this one to say, look, City of Vindukumea should be a full-time water with executive power. What nonsense is that? It's just one nonsense. The problem is not the position. It's the problem is understanding.
It's not the color of the kit.
No. Look, my dear, the thing, that's why you see, when you see how the structure of the authority, political leadership was created, it was borrowed from the concept of the shareholder and the board of directors. Councillors are board of directors.
Yeah. Then you have a chairperson of the board.
Yeah, they are board of directors does not need to sit on chairs.
He
needs to be somewhere there. They just to do projection and see how things have to be done. You look for him just to monitor the progress.
It's almost like an advisory, but also policy making kind of.
It's a policy making thing.
Yeah.
Because, and they do production. Like even they show the vision, the objective, and what is the target, the performance management system. That is the work of the board of directors. They give to the technocrat to implement. But with us, it's the other way around. You see, because the counselor that you breathe in, these are just fly by night. Nobody understands.
You need to continue briefing them and train them again.
Oh, they don't. They were never even sometimes in the academic level. They were never even have enough working experience. Because you need a person with a corporate experience. That's why it's a part-time thing. It's not a full-time. You can change it. There's nothing, because next time when you change, then you put an irritate as the mayor with executive power. Then what now?
Then it's chaos.
Then it's chaos.
Just sign here. Come sign here.
Then it's a chaos, my dear. That's why let me tell you. People who are running like City of Windhoek and Local Authority, they are the technocrats who created cartels. Those managers, HOD and something. Because sometimes he also come in for 10 years, for 5 years, and then he go, or 10 years, then later he go.
But the powerful guy is an administrator.
They are the managers there. The HOD, the SE. They are most the owner of the institution.
They are the one with the engine.
They are the one. That's why even when you come in as a counselor, you don't understand how things work. They are just there to protect their interests. That's why at the end of the day, when the counselor came in, they side with the managers and maybe the CEO, so that they can also get some chairs and leftovers. That's why when they go there, they're just fighting for tenders. Who to be given a tender so that they can get a check? Simple mathematics like that. Now, when you have a mayor as the executive power, what is going to change?
I don't know. Because that one, you already have a chief executive officer, right? But in South Africa, I think they do that, especially to bigger cities. I think they have, I have to check again, they have mayors with executive power.
That's why you are telling me.
Yeah, because with executive power, you can make executive decisions, like in terms of budget and all those things.
I understand. But I was saying, I understand to say, look, you need that. But I'm saying, what type of person that's supposed to occupy that position, the qualification?
That is the thing now, because for you to be a mayor, you have to be a councillor now, and the process is it's different.
You see? And remember, unless we are saying, if that have to move like that, we need to use a meritocracy there.
From the party level, right?
Both, no, don't care about the party level.
Even within the,
To be a mayor. Then this is what you need. It doesn't matter. Then your party must make sure that whoever is going to occupy that position, then we need a meritocracy as a mayor, at the mayor level. We don't need just a person simply because of a popularity or loyalty or something from the party. That's why you see. And this is what I have always realized in this country. To say, no, something is wrong here. Because the people who, like, who have interest, the businessmen, they don't want to be part of it. And they don't want clever people to be part of the councillors. They just want stupid people to be there. So that they control them from outside. They want to control them from outside.
So yeah.
What we need to move as a country, we need a meritocracy.
Okay, let's say we use meritocracy. Let's say we get right people. We get people who have maybe a foundation in terms of academy and experience. Now, let us look at the governance framework. Do we have right documents in order? PEGA Act has been with a lot of questions. Now it's frozen. It's being analyzed. Local Authority Act has also been questioned. Then you also have a lot of things, particularly with the regional councillors not having a budget on their own. Which one do we need to fix? Because you need the effective leader, but you also need a governance framework that can also assist you.
You know why you need the meritocrats on the side?
Mm.
Because an academic person, you only don't train, you can only train that person even for 2 months or something.
Yeah.
He understands the whole thing already.
Mm-hmm.
A non-academic. It will take even the whole 5 years just for the person to understand.
The whole system.
Yeah, the whole system. Because that's where we are not careful with it, to say, look, don't worry. A person from, that's how the other time we are saying, look, if a person have a degree in a level of governance, he just, in a structure of government in terms of employment, they need to start at a certain level. Even they don't need to be asked for any experience. They should qualify automatically. You see?
It's
for
true.
Instance, to say, at a level of like in government, like in the control position, these people just need to acquire this position directly. They don't need the experience. But if you have your grade 10 or whatever, you can start at grade 11, grade like that, until growing and learn have an experience.
Indeed.
So here, it's just to say, man, you just need a person who understands. The only thing that we like it with the leadership of local authority to say, look, most of the people don't understand. Yeah. But when you have an academic person, they can easily.
But you also have project people who don't stay in office. They get there, they want to see how things are done, but the problem is the documents, the policies. And you are just asking yourself, how long are we going to take to make sure that we don't over debate about certain things which need to be changed? If the policy on housing need to be changed, something must be done. If you want to change something on energy, it must be done.
There is nothing really wrong with the law. There's no, because people don't, we just don't understand. There's nothing really wrong with the law. When it becomes even from the local authority setup, there's nothing wrong. Because local authority, it's a revenue collection institution.
Yeah.
You're supposed to the revenue, and out of that revenue, you're supposed to do a cost recovery so that you can give the service to the people. Now, if I tell you, you can take even one of some of those small local authorities, if you ask them, what service are they providing? Just maybe electricity, maybe it's not ready, just water, they can get what, then that's the only service sometimes they can give.
Yeah.
But the revenue can be collected from many things. Sometimes they can only rely even on selling virgin land like that. But when you go to Okongo, even on Dangwa here, you say, look, the property, what is the value of Ondangwa Town Council in terms of the property? You might realize that Ondangwa in IK, the head office, no matter. You are not seeing
that. So I hear you. Now, you know,
when Ondangwa in IK or value of the Tungo no matter, then they need a project that even require like even 500 million or billion to construct even that city.
Because of the value. No, I hear you. Now let's come back to leadership, because everything has to do with leadership. Everything has to do with leadership, has to do with how we govern. That's why one of the things that we cannot take away from all the policies, there is always a concept of effective governance. Either it's Harambe, either it's NDP6, there's always effective governance. It's always there. Now the question is that, how do we get where we want to get with leaders? What generation of leaders? What qualities of leaders do we have that can take Namibia? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Leaders, every leader. Leadership is all about influence. If you are a leader, then you cannot influence also. But there is only one thing, the way of Mushere. Your Mushere, you can only measure it when there is a set target. And this leadership has achieved this target. Even when you are doing nothing, you are still a leader, you are still influencing people.
for wrong reason.
I'm telling you.
You are influencing. I hear you.
Leadership is about influence.
Yeah.
Even when you are doing nothing, you are, or even when you are lazy, you are just influencing.
Yeah, but if effective leadership do what is intended to,
That's why when they are saying, look, nothing like effective leadership. You just need to say, this is the target, you know? We're supposed to achieve A, B, C, D. Then this is how we are going to achieve it. Or you just say, look, we need to achieve like this. We need to achieve this, the target. So how are you getting there? That is the art of the leader.
Why do you have somebody who is a CEO of an SOE, then has clear vision, can even present that plan to the board, is approved, there is a strategic plan which is approved, but after 5 years this person did not do anything, the person just go home, nothing happened, no evaluation, then next in the line, yeah.
I challenge you now. Could you take any promote government institution? Because private strategy plan are very clear. And the target are very clear. That's why they can also declare the profit. Because it's driven from policy for profit point of view. You can take any strategy plan. Just ask them where is the action plan. Those are just which they cannot put into work.
This way
because why? The other danger that we have is the estimation budget that we are using. You understand? We are using estimation budget because that money is not actual money. We just figure. People are estimating. That's why you say, look, the budget apparently for the local authority and local authority is like it's 100 million.
It's not yet there.
It's not. That money is not there. That money is not there. That's why by the time when they come to and they do the strategic plan, we need to do the ABCD just to realize that when the time comes, the money is not there.
Okay.
The money is not there because they relying on that, the money. They relying on the every day when people are paying. They are getting taxes, the municipal services and like that.
Okay.
The money is not there.
Thank you. We have around 10 minutes.
The money is there. The problem is the estimation budget. Because it's not wrong to say, estimation budget is wrong. But we are saying, is it, do we use the right and the correct and the accurate data? About the estimate. Otherwise, you cannot get wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
Because
thank you.
Bank, when you take the bank,
thank you.
Say, look,
thank
we
you.
Have 5 billion.
Thank
we are going to do ABC. Because the billion is the actual money. The money is the actual. You can spend.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for contribution. Right. Yeah. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401. We are speaking about leadership and effective governance. What is the relationship between effective leader and also the governance framework? And what can we do to make sure that we get to where we want to get? Because these fights, especially with SOEs, is really tiring people, and disappearance of funds from SOEs, you know, you can defend your institution how many times, but if there's disappearance of funds, of national funds, people must be concerned, and we must find a way on how to deal with these issues. Now, people that are elected, they are going to lead us for the next 5 years, particularly in, you know, local authority. What is, are this new generation of leaders understand where we are going? Do they need assistance? At what level? Do they understand the governance framework within the zones which they are operating in? And also, at what level and what is the pace of development? And, you know, it's quite interesting especially when you are speaking about a leader. Everybody can be a leader. A leader of a gang is also a leader. Leaders of churches is a leader. But it depends on what kind of leaders are you. What kind of leader are you? Are you implementing what is given to you, or you are over explaining? How is the relationship between the leadership and also the people? Do we have a contradiction between leadership? Because there was supposed to be a very good relationship between leaders and the subordinates, and also those who are working in assisting implementing of those, policies and plans. That's why our aim is only to make sure that, cities like city of Windhoek and other towns, they must deliver on the on their deliverables. Because if not, because these fights between the minister and local authority heads, it's really tiring. The firing the whole town council, it looks like it's a very good thing, but where are other people going to start in? Which foundation are they going to start in? And how can we make sure that moving to 2026, these things will be less likely to happen? Because it's bad news. And it's bad news not only for towns and cities, but it's bad news for our future too. You can call back at 083-288-401. Then you can give your input, and you can also give your contribution, because co-creation of knowledge is coming from debating, is coming from input, and also to look at what is the challenge. We have seen there was one point at a certain institution. There's one point at a certain institution where the head of the council and also council members. So everybody at the end of the term, everybody wrote his own report. Then you are just asking yourself, who was leading who? And also, who has power and influence also within that sector? Okay. Making a missed call is not right. You can just call directly and give your input. Good evening. Hello? Hello? Yes?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Mm.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Yes, I'm saying to that, is Dwight.
No, it's David who is speaking.
Hello?
It's David.
David, not Dwight, eh?
Yeah, no, not Dwight. Do I speak like Dwight?
All right. No, you are saying, leadership.
Yeah.
And you say the fight between the councillors and the minister. No, I think there's no fight.
No, there have been fights which we have seen.
No. Mm. It's not a fight.
What was it?
No, you see, we misconstructurize things.
Oh, is a choice of words.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What do you think?
You know, when we put things into that context, it looks like the minister is not doing the right thing. He's just busy accusing people the wrong thing. But okay. What he's saying is not accusing them. It's what have been happening. So you tell the person that you are fighting me.
Okay. I hear you. What do you think need to be done?
Forget about as a presenter.
Yeah.
From your own observation.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
As a patriotic citizen.
Yeah.
Most of the councils, since inception, have they worked for their people?
They did
you,
what?
Have you felt the council working for you in your constitution? Wherever you are, whether it's Nomendiva, whether Washakati, whether Katima, whether Karasbek, have you felt that no, council is working for me?
Yeah, there are some who worked, even
like
with limited resources, yeah.
Yes, the meme who brought up those trade fairs, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
You can point, where a person, where you felt things worked,
and
you have got your finger, you can point it off.
Yeah.
This time,
yeah.
There was a person, you get what I mean? Who was driving the thing in the right direction?
Mm.
Yes, we know. But let's sometimes not misplace words to say, no, the minister is fighting. The minister is
no,
fighting.
You know, do you know that you can be in a fight, in a just fight? You can be in a fight, and it does mean that you are bad, but you can, no, if you are fighting for justice, fighting. For, yeah.
It's sometimes to rectify, you have been, plowing before, either with oxen or with donkeys.
Eh? Yeah.
Okay. If you see when you are plowing and you realize this oxen is not moving in the right, in the right direction.
You whip it.
It's not, what do you do?
Whip.
So when you are whipping that, are you fighting it?
No. That is
what
a different
are you
thing.
Doing? But it's going to feel the pain.
Okay. Let's come to
interpret that. No, this guy is beating me. It's not so.
Okay.
You are interpreting it in such a way that I'm controlling the oxen so that it moves in the right direction. To achieve my primary objective, why I came to the field. It's not so.
Okay.
Otherwise, if I don't do that, I won't have any harvest.
Okay, now, you made your point. I want your view also. How do you call what was happening between the magistrate and the minister of justice? How do you call that?
Which one? The one more. But I did not follow that one that much.
Oh, okay.
I think there was the one where the magistrate.
They were strike, yeah.
But I did not follow it very well.
Okay.
But I heard about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now,
okay. What happened?
Now we have 2 minutes. Let's talk about, leadership.
Yeah, I want to talk about the leadership. You know, leadership, is to do things not in your own interest, but in the interest of the people you are going to serve. Yes. Remove yourself as a person. You understand what I'm saying?
No, you are speaking. I hear you.
So look at, when you go and lead, you have got opportunities and the privileges. People will give you any gifts they want to buy you in.
Yeah.
But if you accept those gifts, what about the other person who doesn't have a gift? How are you going to treat them? Is it? So that's why I'm saying leadership is to serve people beyond you. You are not there to serve yourself.
It's service.
You are a servant. You are giving service to the people.
Yeah.
When you finish, somebody will come and serve you.
Yes. I hear you. Do we have that among our leaders? Not only political
That's
leaders.
That's what the other leadership now currently we are saying. Maybe this one, they talk too much. Maybe they are doing too much. They are doing. No, they are fixing the problem. It's a disease. We have got cancer.
Okay, let's speak.
Leadership. Let me be honest with you.
Yeah.
Parastatals or whichever SOEs, money are missing. People go and look. I say this. You write a proposal. I write a proposal to the bank.
Yeah.
Is that so? I want maybe 1 million. Then I say, okay, I want to establish this business and I want to do ABCD.
Yeah.
The first thing they ask me, how are you going to pay this money back? Is that so? Yes. Then I ask to collateral whatever. But does not mean that because I've put in a collateral, I should not pay. So because I know, if I don't pay, they'll come and take the house.
They will come and take the house. Yeah.
They will come and take the house. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the type of leadership we have currently. People goes and borrows money because of the collateral. So they don't even work hard to pay that money back. Yes. So you look at that one leadership.
No, it's not a leadership.
It's crime.
Scatel.
Yes, this is a criminal.
Okay. So, okay, let's talk
look at our leadership currently.
No.
Board of directors in the whole nation.
Yeah.
Are they really working?
No, let's talk tomorrow. Now we are running out of time. Okay.
Okay, all the best.
Thank you for your contribution.
So the minister is not fighting anyone. The minister is controlling. The president is not fighting anyone. The president is controlling what I've gone to rot. Yes.
Okay.
So that me and you will realize the purpose of having leaders.
Yeah.
Yes. So they're not fighting, please. Let's not put words in the wrong way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah. The caller has a view to say it's not a fight, it's correction. It's not a fight, it's correcting. And, you know, it's always very important to advise one another because, what you put out there is saying to say, a tongue is a very difficult beast to control. And I think that was a ratified. To say it's not actually a fight, it's a correction. You have the executive power. Then you also have, we have to call the small men of politics. And, you know, because the aim is only one to make sure that what is really going on, what is really going on. Can you really find somebody who just come to power and want to police you, or a person want what is good for Namibia? Or do you really need to like a leader, or you just need to look at the vision and look at that? And we also see that, you know, you must come with a different character for you to run a certain project. To say, if you are dealing with finance, must be have if you are dealing with finance, if you are dealing with the mind, you must be very strong and also have a different character in achieving that. But yeah, the debate on leadership, the debate on what is needed, it's a debate that should not just end here, but we should continue to expand it. So for me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. And I'm leaving you in the good hands of Umtuma team. And see you around December. Take care of yourself. Don't do what majority could not do. Don't involve yourself in funny activities. Take care of yourself. And also those who drive. People are waiting for you at home. People are waiting for you at home. And no parents will be very happy to lose their kids. Or loved ones, and that is not something that you can even wish to your worst enemy. But drink and drive responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Don't say, I say drink and drive. Don't do that. Make sure that you are safe. And do you know that if you go to a place and you get so tipsy, you have a right to call the police so they can escort you, because protection life is also one of their responsibilities. You can just call the police, park somewhere. Then you call the police, they can escort you. And do not pay anything. But yeah, that is just one of the advice I can give. But for now, bye-bye. See you around.